I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, December 21st, 2015.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And before I forget, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year and all that.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that great stuff.
Yeah. But by the way, before we get started, I saw our old high school counselor, Mr. Patterson, last night.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, and he told me that he is listening, so a shout-out to Mr. Patterson this morning.
Oh, that's so exciting. Hey, Mr. Patterson.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy the show and continue listening.
I made the joke. I said, you're the one that's listening.
He's the one listener. Yeah. Thank you for your views and all your feedback, and we appreciate it.
He was a pretty good counselor, wasn't he?
Oh, he was the greatest. Yeah, absolutely. Anybody would have been lucky to have a counselor as personable as Mr. Patterson. We were lucky. We were very fortunate to have a great set of teachers and counselors in high school for the year that we were there, the years we were there.
Yeah. So, we're class of 2000 Tupperites, represent or whatever they say.
couldn't forget Mr. Patterson. And I always, I'll never forget, he had a little dog. It was a Jack Russell. And I don't remember what its name was, but I always called it Wishbone.
Huh.
And I think after a while it started to think that its name was Wishbone. So that's all I called it every time I saw the dog. He'd always bring it to, like, the soccer practices, and, you know, when he was coaching. And it was just a cute little dog, but I always called him Wishbone.
Yeah, it's funny how we remember these things, isn't it? About growing up and things like that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, there's some things, you know, there's either things your mind completely blocks out or things that you just can't ever forget.
Yeah. Right? You had a thing on Facebook the other day. I think it was you. If it wasn't you, it must have been someone else, obviously.
Mm.
Because we're both 33.
Yeah.
But there are certain mindsets that we go into where we still need adults, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Was that you who had that?
That was me,
yeah. But that is so true, isn't it? I mean, if we need guidance or something, we look for people that are older than us.
We have to find another adult who's more adultier than us.
Adultier?
Yes, that's basically what it said, yeah. It is. It's not proper English, but, you know, you get the gist of it, right?
Yeah. Like, well, it's better than looking for an adulterer.
Yeah, well, you never need that. God, but no, it's so true, right? You have, I mean, essentially it's a mentor. You have a mentor, and they don't necessarily have to be older than you, but usually you tend to find somebody who's older than you. That, I mean, for example, at work, for me, I have many work moms. So, you know, of course I have my birth mother, but we spend most of our time at work, right? And I rely on some of these older women to help me in life, in relationship issues, money, because they're there. And these are other people that I also look up to and hope can steer me on the right path. Sometimes you need a perspective other than your mother, your real mother, you know, or your friend or
yeah.
whatever.
And have you had the experience where you're that person to someone else?
I hope not. I don't know what kind of advice I'd be giving. Jesus. I just tell, you know, most people, don't get pregnant, don't do drugs, you know.
Yeah.
All those basic things in life.
Well, we all have friends around us, don't we, that are the sort of the school marm, I guess, right? Even if they're younger or even our age, right?
Yeah. No, the ones that you call, you know, that will, you know, oh, this person will definitely give me the answers to life.
Yeah.
We all have that one friend, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So Christmas is in a few days. Are you ready for that?
Oh, I don't think so. I really don't. Even going into the stores, I don't want to even be in the mall. It's so overwhelming right now.
Yeah, I've managed to avoid the mall, and hopefully we'll have to. Not have to, I should say, go into a mall between now and the 20... Well, I don't want to go to the mall on Boxing Day either, so hopefully not till next year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to the mall this week because I haven't finished my shopping, but I don't want to. I have a lot of anxiety about that already.
Yeah, and it just seems to get insane and more insane year after year, doesn't it?
Oh, it seems. That's what it seems like. Or is it us and our age and...
we're just less tolerant, you think?
Maybe we're just less tolerant.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's how I'm feeling now. It's like I just don't want to deal with the crowd. And before, I just had the energy to get in there and just fight through it. But now I'm like, ugh, I can't be bothered.
Yeah. So what do you do? Did you do any online shopping? Does that fill a void if you don't want to go to the mall, say?
Yeah, I mean, I did a bit of online shopping. And like we talked about last time, I've done some shopping, like, ahead of time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm trying to kind of mitigate the pain of it all, but I guess I haven't fully learned my lesson. Next year will be, hopefully next year will be better. I'm going to try and start early.
So that'll be a resolution of yours for next year.
It always is.
Yeah.
It always is.
Are you one of those people that make resolutions every year? I mean, I thought about it this year. Well, I think about it every year, I guess, because it's in the news and things like that, but I never do because it's, why bother?
I don't really make, like, resolutions. I'm just like, you know, these are things that I want to kind of do better at next year. Be more cognizant of these things. But I don't like sit there and make a list and like, yep, gotta lose 30 pounds. You know, I don't, I feel like that's just setting yourself up for failure.
But people do that though, don't they?
Oh, people set themselves up for failure all the time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, what fascinates me is how people just don't learn, and they just keep doing it, you know?
Keep doing it, yeah.
Knowing that they're just, you know, bound for failure.
Well, and that's part of the process, I guess, is learning.
Yeah.
What works. Trial and error.
Indeed.
I guess, right?
Yeah. I was at a, speaking of shopping, Saturday, I had to go to a friend's house, housewarming / Christmas get-together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking of getting him a gift, and I'd had something picked out and planned to, and I'd planned to go Saturday that afternoon, fetch it, and then bring it. And so I called around on Friday to the various stores to see if they had that thing available, and they didn't.
Right.
And so I just decided, well, I'll order it online and just ship it directly to them.
Good idea.
So so I show up and bearing the tracking code rather than
here's your present.
Yeah.
It's literally on its way.
Yeah. And I said, look, we can click it and the FedEx site will tell you where it is right now and it'll be here Wednesday, so
you have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Like, no, I really did get you something. I didn't just like buy it on Boxing Day is basically what you're saying.
Yeah. So right. I was going to I'd tell you, but they're probably listening. So, and by they probably won't hear this until Wednesday. So, after Wednesday. So,
hopefully they've already gotten it.
Yeah,
then.
Hopefully. Otherwise, then they can blame FedEx or Santa.
Well, where was it the last time you looked?
Oh, Parsippany, New Jersey.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Funny.
Well,
I remember that.
We'll see how this works out.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you had a chance to see. Sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But, Miss Universe?
I heard about that. I was at an event Sunday night, but I was checking my Twitter. And
it was like crazy, didn't it?
Were you watching it live on Sunday night?
No, I wasn't. I just, it was same. I was on social media and scrolled by a funny meme. Yeah. Of Steve Harvey, and I thought, oh, that's funny.
But you know,
I thought nothing of it, and then
You know, and I feel bad for Steve Harvey because he's a very entertaining guy on that Family Feud, and I've seen clips of his television show, like the talk show that he does.
Mm-hmm.
He just seems like a decent, thoroughly entertaining fellow, and from my understanding, he is, right?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And he looks like it totally.
Yeah, and he's a family man and all that, and
mm-hmm.
he dresses well.
He has his tie business.
Yeah, so for people listening that don't know, he was the, I guess, the master of ceremonies of the Miss Universe pageant. And I guess when they announced the winner, I haven't seen the clips on YouTube yet this morning. But
it's hilarious.
So you announce, if you're hosting these things, not that we ever plan to host any of these things, but I mean, you're announcing the first runner-up. Right. What's that?
It might come up.
Yeah, we might host, you know,
that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Vancouver, for example, yeah.
Yeah, who knows.
So you announce the first runner-up, who's essentially second place, and then you announce Miss Universe, the winner of the pageant. And it's usually down to two people at that point, right?
Right.
So he announced that Miss Columbia had won, but Miss Columbia was the first runner-up, and Miss Philippines was the winner.
The winner.
Yeah. So you've seen the clip. So would you describe it? And so he reads the thing, and do they actually put the crown on her head?
Well, yeah. Like, Columbia gets the crown on her head. I'm going to send it to you anyway, just, you know, so you can still watch it anyway,
yeah,
at your own, whenever you choose. But, yeah, like, it's so awkward. He calls Columbia as the winner.
Yeah.
So she, like, you know, celebrates. They're clapping. Oh, my God. Like, hugging her friend.
Yeah, they all freak out, don't they?
Yeah, you know, totally. She, you know, did the cry that I'm sure she practiced for months and got the crown all the whole bit. And then, like, it's horrible. They, like, let them celebrate. And then he's like, I'm so sorry. I've made a mistake.
It seems like a punk thing, right?
It totally did. And yeah, Miss, you know, poor Miss Philippines, she was very eloquent, but she had no idea. She's like, you know, what the hell's going on here?
But did she get to freak out and do the crying bit?
Well, I think, to be fair to her, it wasn't very fair to her because she was already in shock, right? Like, you went from being not a winner to, okay, this guy just made a mistake and apparently now I am the winner. So you could see shock in her face, but she didn't get to do the whole, you know, probably the cry that she also practiced for months.
Yeah.
She didn't get to do that because she was put in a position that I don't think they practiced for.
Yeah.
you know? And that's with Columbia, poor thing. She was just standing there like, what the hell? Where's she going to go? Right?
Yeah.
Standing there with this crown and the flowers. And it's like, okay, so you're going to move over so Miss Philippines can have her spotlight? Like, get out the way, bitch. You're not the winner. It's been announced.
So the I haven't seen it yet, but I will look at it once we get off here.
Oh, it's hilarious.
So you obviously didn't watch the show and you didn't see
it. No.
Yeah. You know what really surprised me? And I saw this tweet, and I neglect to tell you who the person who tweeted is. What's surprising in the year 2015 is that pageants are still a big deal, or that they still have pageants even.
Yeah, it still, aspects of that really do shock me as well, which is why I don't really care to watch them.
Yeah, I mean, and Trump is not involved anymore in this pageant, is he?
No, not from what I understand, mind you, but I completely am removed from that whole. I didn't even know there was a Miss Universe pageant happening.
Yeah.
You know, and usually I remember there was a time when Miss Universe and Miss, all those things were going on. It was highly advertised.
Yeah, they were like the biggest ratings,
you know,
things, right?
And it was something that we watched as a family, oddly enough. But I do remember watching as a family, especially when, you know, your own country is in the running. You always want to see how far your own people will get. But, it's definitely not like it used to be.
Yeah, even the ratings for the Oscars now are never as high as
it was.
Yeah, years and years ago.
I could see that.
You know, I mean, and that's why they're doing everything they can, whether they put Tina Fey or Amy Poehler, or they put
somebody, whoever the people like.
Yeah, drunk Ricky Gervais hosting the thing so that, you know, the Golden Globe ratings go up.
Give me a break.
While we're talking, I've got the clip playing, and I don't have the sound on, obviously.
But
man, it looks like a train wreck.
Isn't it sad?
Yeah,
I felt a little embarrassed.
They ripped the thing off her head,
and then she's getting the pat on the back. You know, it's like, it's okay. You know, we understand you may become a drug addict after this. Totally understand. understandable.
Well, you know, I don't feel bad about making fun of pageants because, I mean, first of all, I mean, they're all snappy-looking items, all of them.
Exactly.
But the other thing, too, is, I mean, John Oliver on his show on HBO not too long ago, maybe a year or so ago, did a whole takedown of say, the Miss USA pageant.
Uh-huh.
They always make a big deal about how so much money goes to education of the sort, or charities, or various good things, if you will. But they did an audit, and it's not. It's not at all what they say it is.
I wouldn't think so. I actually think that a lot of these they're a joke. Most of them. I know, like, the Colombians, especially in South America, pageants are a really big deal.
Yeah.
And these women are getting all kinds of body alterations, surgeries done at ages they probably shouldn't even be getting them done.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, adhere to these so-called beauty standards of their pageants. Because it's such a big deal in South America. It's like their way, of showing how beautiful one is by winning a competition. So, yeah, it's, I mean, a lot of
Yeah, this is the same thing. Yeah, the same thing happens in Asia, I'm sure.
Not
really in North America, but I guess, you know, I mean.
Not really North America. I'm not sure to the extent that they do in South America. Like, these women are getting, like, implants at 16, 17, nose surgery, nose jobs, you know, to fit what the standard is.
Yeah.
To make winners, right?
Yeah.
Is it possible? I don't know, but that's what they're doing. It's a life for them. So I could only imagine that, I'm sure, adds to the devastation for Colombia, right?
Yeah, but I mean, she's Miss Colombia. I mean, I just saw her on the clip here, and I mean, if the women in Colombia look like that and look like Sofia Vergara or whatever, I don't think
they got nothing to worry about.
Yeah,
right?
You got nothing to complain about, really.
I wouldn't think so either. I think it's quite selfish, actually.
And she'll be on, like, all the talk. Everyone will want to talk to her.
Oh, they're going to feel horrible.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, this is it's so unfair to both of them. No offense to Steve Harvey, of course. He's a great host, but.
Yeah.
You know, is anyone going to remember Miss Philippines now? Didn't they do this with Pacquiao, too?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, can you name, other than Vanessa Williams, someone who is, say, a Miss Universe or a Miss America who's gone on to do, to have a career in show business beyond that? And Vanessa Williams, she had the thing taken away from her at one point, didn't she?
Yeah, they gave it back, though, right?
I saw that. I heard they play that clip on IMUS.
I don't think they really give it back. It's like, it's weird.
They just apologized for it, which was kind of, you know.
Yeah, they had some beef there. I don't know what that was all about, but, you know, that's what these competitions are all about. Cutthroat.
Yeah. Well, you know, a great movie for people to see is Little Miss Sunshine.
Love that movie.
And I mean, you were talking about the cry that's rehearsed. I mean, that scene with Abigail Breslin.
Isn't it so funny?
Watching that on video. I mean, that's a great, and then that's.
That movie's the greatest.
Yeah. So people, I mean, do you have movies like that? Because it is Christmas. I mean, that you have to watch this time of year?
Jesus, yes. A Christmas Story.
That's the gun thing, right?
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out.
I've never seen that, actually.
Oh, I don't know what kind of life you've lived then. Clearly you haven't lived.
That's what people have said. And it's funny because so many people love that movie, and I have managed to avoid it in 33 years. So.
Oh, you're going to be so sad. When you actually see it, you're going to be like, wow, I've really missed out on life. You're not even a fully formed person in life yet. Until you've seen that movie. It's that amazing. I've watched it every year, I think, since I can remember. It's always been on CBC in the days before Christmas. There was one year that it wasn't, and I honestly felt, like, a bit depressed.
Huh.
So I went out and I bought the DVD to make sure that I never miss it again at Christmas time.
You have to loan me the DVD because then I can watch it.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? It would have been great. Yesterday night, they were actually showing it at the Rio.
Hmm.
They had a 7 o'clock showing of it, so that would have been great if I know you hadn't seen it. But I do have the DVD, so that's something we can absolutely set up for sure.
Yeah, and Home Alone, I mean...
never gets old. Right?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess for people a little older than us, It's a Wonderful Life, is that movie for them, or Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, I watched them as a kid. I mean, Home Alone, I haven't seen Home Alone in years, but those movies, yeah, sure. I mean, but it's funny, you know, the only real Christmas movie that I will make time to see, and I saw a bit of it on Saturday night because it showed up on the... I was at this event and at this house party, and mm-hmm. we were scrolling through the television for something to watch, was Love Actually. And I know people hate that movie, and I can understand why people hate that movie, because it is kind of a silly movie. It's terribly offensive to women in some parts. But it's a nice Christmas movie, and I mean, I guess sue me, because it's, you know, I like it.
I know. You've spoken about this movie before. I mean, it looks familiar.
It has everybody in it. Liam Neeson,
it
Claudia
yeah,
Schiffer.
Laura Linney.
Yeah, Mr. Bean.
Yeah,
Emma Thompson, Hugh Grant, the Chiwetel Ejiofor, the guy from Walking Dead.
So this is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. Bill Nye's in it. I mean, everybody's in it. And it's a nice, it's a silly movie. I mean, a lot of it doesn't make sense. Because
even Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, he has a bit of a part in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it means Christmas, I guess. And it's one of those things where people have a hate-love relationship with it, or a love-hate mm-hmm. relationship, and that you hate it, and then you begin to love it. I mean, I had Daniel Zamparelli and Dina Del Bucchi on the show a few months ago, and they said the same thing, that it's a movie you like, and then you watch it a second time maybe, and you think that it's just ridiculous, stupid, and then you do have to watch it again and again.
There's a few movies like that.
Yeah. But it's funny, the Christmas movies are like that, though, aren't they? I mean, there are...
They are. I think that's what the... When I first saw The Christmas Story, I thought, okay, it's a Christmas movie. I think the first year I saw it, I was like, okay, this is just on during Christmas, whatever. Second, and it was on that year, maybe about, like, you know, it was repetitive. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I can't get away from this movie. It's always on. But I watched it, and then next year I watched it again, and I was like, I actually kind of like this movie. And it's not really Christmas until I've seen it.
So it grows on you.
It does. It totally grew on me. And
But I mean, when the first time you actually began to like it, you were a kid, I guess, right?
Yeah, I was really young.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. If I watch it at 33, I can't imagine it being a movie I have to see every Christmas. I mean,
I haven't seen it every Christmas, but I think it just makes me feel better. It gives me that, like, you know, that warm, fuzzy feeling. It does.
Yeah, you know, but Mr. Bean feels like that to me. Like, I mean, if I watch Mr. Bean outside of Christmas, I always think of Christmas, because I grew up seeing those on television. You know, they'd run a marathon of those things.
Exactly. Same. Yeah, just like that. Same thing. Just like the Just for Laughs, right? That always makes me reminiscent of like, you know, family holidays too. Usually, when nothing's on TV, they'll put it on Just for Laughs, and everyone seems to get a laugh out of that.
There's Just for Laughs, the stand-up things, and then there's Just for Laughs, the gags things, right?
Just the gags, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those show up on your Facebook feed, and they automatically play, and I mean, I watch those even now.
Aren't they hilarious?
Yeah, you laugh your head off.
Simple things, I know.
Yeah.
Especially for myself lately, I find the simplest things just make me laugh. For quite a long time, too.
like a Steve Harvey meme, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, you know, when they post those Steve Harvey clips from Family Feud, those are great.
Oh my God, they're so funny. Oh God.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do feel bad for Steve Harvey. I mean,
the backlash from this is going to be it should be. But he's apologized profusely.
I'll bet, yeah. I mean, it's just...
And he said, you know, like, it's a human mm-hmm. mistake. And he did say on the card, the way they have it written...
Yeah, he showed the card. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, whatever, maybe. Who knows? Whatever. It was confusing for him, apparently. He made a mistake, and he's right. It is a normal human error. Shit happens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of my friends was trying to compare it to, you know, him on, what's it called? Family Feud, mm-hmm. and how sometimes he messes things up. But I said, you know, but also on Family Feud, a lot of it is ad-lib, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of that stuff he has to think of on his feet. So it's not like he has a script written out for him. And in this case, I think it was just a matter of misreading.
If you had to rank your favorite Family Feud host, who he's pretty good, so I would put him in the top two?
Oh, yeah.
Two or three?
Top two. And then my other guy would be unfortunately, the one who committed suicide.
Yeah, you know,
two of them did, didn't it? Two, there were two hosts of...
Yeah, well, the first guy was the best. I thought Richard Dawson. He was the real...
He was
so cool. I mean, he kissed everyone, you know.
And, oh, yeah, he was very personable.
Yeah, and he had he was well-dressed.
Real game. Yeah, no. He was... Yeah, what was his deal?
Well, he was an actor. He did Hogan's Heroes in the 60s, and then he was on Match Game for years.
Okay.
And he actually met his now deceased, but his most recent wife, I guess. She was a contestant on that show.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and he always kissed the women on the lips, which, you know, I mean, some people found offensive, but I mean, I thought that was charming.
Whoa.
And I noticed when you watch the clips of when his wife is on there, because you can look this up on YouTube, he's very touchy-feely with her, and I guess that's when they first met.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah. But it's funny, in my office for years, I had, you know, the celebrities on the wall. You know, I had big-time people, like Johnny Carson, Frank Sinatra. But the one that people always mentioned or looked at was the Richard Dawson autograph. And,
well, from Family Feud.
Yeah. But I thought he was always a great host. And so it was, yeah, I would put him. I mean, I grew up watching Ray Combs. That's the person you were talking about who committed suicide.
Right.
But
yeah,
you know,
I think that's who we all kind of grew up watching.
Yeah, yeah. And Steve Harvey, you know, is I think he's in that league, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Steve Harvey, for sure.
And then
he's so funny, too.
Yeah. And then there have been other ones since. Like, what's the guy from Louis Anderson?
Oh, right, he did do, and well, the guy from
Home Improvement, the neighbor.
Home Improvement.
Yeah, and then the guy from Seinfeld, Elaine's boss.
Oh, right, he did do it. He was good, too. I really like him.
Really? Yeah.
Is it Richard Karn?
Richard Karn was the Home Improvement guy.
Okay, John O'Hurley.
Yeah, that's the Seinfeld guy, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Actually. So he'd be on my top three. Joey Fatone. He
hosted that too?
He doesn't host it, but he does the voice in the beginning, you know, like, hey, this is Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
Which is really cool, you know, from, was it Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
I don't know. I don't have those people in my iPod.
Yeah. You knew that it was a boy band, though. You know enough to avoid them.
From that era, yeah.
Yes, of course.
And speaking of which, was Justin Timberlake the only one out of all those people, even going back, say, 20 years now with New Kids on the Block, who really made it?
You know what? I probably have to say maybe yes.
I mean, Mark Wahlberg, was he in a band?
Well, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
But that wasn't part of that, like, NSYNC.
No, that was way before.
One Dimension.
One Dimension.
No, what's the name of the band?
One Direction.
Okay.
That's like more nowadays, but
yeah. So I mean,
I get where you're going.
Yeah. What's the band with Dimension in it then?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fifth Dimension.
Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, well, that's like group? From the 60s. Yeah.
That's yeah, I don't know what the hell.
I had an acid flashback, pardon me.
I think so. I was going to say, was that from your acid days? Because I didn't think we talked about that out loud. But, okay. another flashback.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, so I think Justin Timberlake was a run who's just really just blown up and been the big star out of that so whole genre of music, right?
Well, it seems like he was the only one that really was talented. Dancer, singer, actor, he's a triple threat. That's what you got to be nowadays.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah, you got to be Liza Minnelli, I guess, right?
Yeah, directing, acting, in it, on it, doing it, you know. Yeah. So I guess he's the only one that could really do that. And marry the, you know, Jessica Biel all at the same time.
Oh, he's married to Jessica Biel?
Yeah. How could you not know that?
I thought he was married to Cameron Diaz.
Justin Timberlake?
Well, I guess I'm not hip to...
You're a few years behind. She's actually married to somebody else now.
Cameron Diaz is?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. One of the Madden brothers.
Ben Stiller. No, that was a movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how you think of these things. Well, there was a story that I saw on Facebook, and I don't know if it's true or not, that Monica and Chandler are dating.
I heard that. That's interesting.
And I always thought she was still married to that guy, but I guess she's not, so.
Yeah, no, they're not married. She's already moved on and has a baby with somebody, like Joseph. Really? You're really behind.
No, I really don't know celebrities. I don't.
Yeah, we'll be talking more about that in the future.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, I used to find out this news when I would be in the checkout stand and see the National Enquirer.
All the garbage on those papers.
Yeah, but you know, the thing with those magazines nowadays, it's like old stuff. It's like Nixon had Kennedy killed or
it's so far-fetched. Some of it is like, okay, you literally re-look at it and you're like, okay, sure, yeah. It's like such a waste of time, even looking at them. So I could understand why.
Yeah. So then I just don't know who celebrities are. I mean, like I watch James Corden once in a while, and he does those carpool karaoke's with people.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, and they're great. But I mean, half the people I don't know. I mean, I didn't know who Iggy Azalea was until I Googled her after I watched that thing.
Yeah, I mean, she's interesting, but it's not like things that you need to know in life. Makes no difference in your life if you know who she is. But
no.
I'm sure it just made the story make more sense, you know.
That she's getting married, and that's why they bought a dress, and he wore a dress.
Yeah, she's a rapper, and she doesn't sing.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, she could model, she does model, and that's like, you know, it just helps. But you don't need to know her anymore. Just clear that space in your mind. Use it for something else.
Yeah. Well, I'll
do your research over Christmas break.
So we'll talk in a couple of weeks. Happy Christmas again to you and your family, and all the best for the new year, Jackie.
You too, and Merry Christmas to everyone else, and you and our listeners, and a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking. No, we will be talking in the new year. So
absolutely, yeah.
Hopefully everyone has a good, safe, and happy holidays. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, December 21st, 2015.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Lunta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 2 weeks.